To other world news now, and to Sudan, where thousands are on the streets again to protest against the military takeover. Internet services are reported to have been suspended there. The reinstated Prime Minister has been trying to appoint a new cabinet for more than a month without success. The protesters want the military to stay from a transitional to a democracy. Mohamed Val has been covering this story from Khartoum. Mohamed, what are the numbers like so far? How many people have started to gather?
Well, there is no precise estimation, but it's very clear that there are huge numbers that have been gathering in the three parts of the Sudanese capital. That's Khartoum Bahri and Khartoum itself, the capital, and Omdurman. We said before that all the bridges have been blocked by the security forces, and that the presence of these security forces this time around has increased almost 300% compared to last week. Or the previous demonstrations. Right now, access is still blocked for those who want to access Khartoum from Omdurman or from Khartoum Bahri. But what we have noticed during the last half hour or so is that huge numbers have been able to push from the south of the capital Khartoum itself, the central Khartoum, towards the presidential palace. And we've been told that they are now about a few hundred meters away from the from the presidential palace. That's very dangerous. We have seen that happening last time. Suddenly, bridges were open. Everybody is still asking questions about what happened and how it happened last time. But now we have this huge push from within the capital, the central capital, Khartoum itself. Apparently, some of the protesters were able to move probably yesterday or overnight to this area because they know the bridges will be closed. So they moved into the central area of Khartoum to the south, and they are pushing towards the presidential palace about 1 kilometer away from it as I speak.
We only have about 2 minutes left of this bulletin, Mohamed, but just quickly, tell us about the mood of the protesters. There seems to be relatively peaceful scenes from what we're seeing live from Khartoum.
Well, that's usually the case until they get attacked by the security forces. We have seen a pattern in Sudan. Protesters usually don't resort to violence on their own. And what they do is a kind of reaction when they are attacked by security forces. And the way they do that is they burn tires and they sometimes throw rocks at policemen in reaction. But until they are blocked, their passage is blocked, they remain calm, and they continue to march towards the destination where they are supposed to make a sit-in, if they want to do a sit-in, or they just want to deliver a message to the authorities. So far, that's the case. They are marching peacefully and slowly towards the presidential palace, and we are expecting, no doubt about it, that they will be met with violence.
Well, we appreciate that update and we'll speak to you at the top of the hour with more developments, no doubt. Thank you very much, Mohamed Val, live for us in Khartoum.